To our knowledge, this is a world first. There are some other websites and systems that refer to, I'll say, places rather than landmarks, because they do include some information about references to particular locations. But what makes our system different is that we're actually identifying the most suitable landmark based on these cognitive principles on whether, how easy it is to be able to identify and understand those landmarks. So, to our knowledge, nobody else has managed to do that yet. So I think we can claim a world first. Census approached us because they had a particular problem. They wanted to be able to include landmarks in their navigation instructions. And it's not immediately clear how to do that, but at Melbourne University we've actually got some leading researchers in that area. So we were able to help them design a system that identified which landmarks would be most useful in a route. Deciding which landmarks are most useful is really based on the uniqueness of the landmark, how different it is from other places on the route. And there's three main things we're looking for in finding landmarks. One is semantics, the meaning of the landmark. For example, a hospital might be very meaningful to users. The second one is the visual salience, how different it is from other buildings. So a big red building would be particularly visually salient. And the third thing is the structural characteristics, where it sits on the route. If it sits on a decision point where someone has to turn, then that's also more likely to be a useful landmark. We find landmarks easier to use in terms of navigation because humans are very good at structuring space around places and things. We're not nearly so good as computers at using distances and directions. So while computers can work out how far it is to the next intersection, we find it much easier to remember and use instructions that refer to places with meanings, places that we can easily identify. So I think our research helps society in a couple of ways. The first way is to provide increased efficiency, because if we have better landmarks that are easier to understand and easier to use, then people are less likely to go wrong. So many of the activities that we do every day involve getting somewhere, knowing where somewhere is located. And also I think it helps in terms of the ways that we interact with information systems and computers. What we're aiming for is that computers disappear and we can use them without having to know that we're actually sat at a computer. So developing systems that are closer to how humans communicate about landmarks and places is part of that.